A U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into force on Wednesday, November 27, bringing an end to a 13-month conflict that has caused widespread devastation in Lebanon and significant casualties on both sides. The agreement follows intense negotiations and escalating violence, including Israel's most severe strikes on Beirut and its southern suburbs just hours before the deal was finalized. Ceasefire terms and implementation. While the full details of the ceasefire have not been disclosed, the Lebanese army has begun redeploying in the south, and Israel is preparing to withdraw its forces. The United States and France will act as guarantors of the agreement. Netanyahu issues warning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the deal, emphasizing Israel's continued military freedom under the agreement. Hezbollah will violate the ceasefire not only by attacking us but also by rearming for future aggression. Any violation will face a strong response, he stated. Netanyahu also cited delays in military supplies and the growing regional threat from Iran as key reasons for supporting the ceasefire. Protests in Israel. Despite the agreement, opposition to the deal is brewing within Israel. Dozens of right-wing protesters gathered in Tel Aviv, criticizing Netanyahu for what they see as a compromise on national security. Humanitarian impact of the conflict. The conflict has exacted a heavy toll. Lebanon, more than 3,760 people, mostly civilians, have been killed, according to Lebanese health officials. Over 1.2 million people have been displaced, and Israeli strikes killed at least 45 Lebanese soldiers despite their declared neutrality. Israel claims it has eliminated more than 2,000 Hezbollah fighters. Israel, over 80 soldiers and 47 civilians lost their lives during the hostilities. Implications for Gaza conflict. The ceasefire does not affect Israel's ongoing war with Hamas in Gaza. A senior Hamas official in Lebanon, Osama Hamdan, expressed support for the Hezbollah-Israel ceasefire, calling it a welcome development. However, Hezbollah had previously linked its involvement in Lebanon to the situation in Gaza. Hostage crisis continues. The ceasefire comes amid ongoing demands for the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Approximately 100 hostages remain in captivity, with at least a third believed to be dead. In Tel Aviv, protesters urged global leaders to press Prime Minister Netanyahu for a resolution. "We need to bring all the hostages home," pleaded Ifat Calderon, whose cousin is among those held captive. The ceasefire marks a significant step toward stability in Lebanon, but with unresolved tensions in Gaza and lingering regional concerns, the road to lasting peace remains uncertain.